наглый пастор или раввин, Бог и царь и господин. Утихони в горле ком, суждено ходить пешком.
You know, the music we presented, nothing else very eclectic in our region that is presented and given to the people of this region.
We are in the right spot to get a wide variety of music and art, and we should be really grateful.
The voice you're hearing is that of Sean Stone. He is our cultural correspondent. He comes to us each Thursday to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. He's done so for years. We are thrilled that he is with us this morning. Good morning, sir. So what have you seen?
I saw the film Diane, starring Mary Kay Place. It's about, if I was going to sum it up in one sentence, it's about matters of life and death. She's a woman who takes care of her relatives, takes care of her son, takes care of her community. She's constantly in her beat-up Saab, driving around, dropping off food, visiting sick people, working in a soup kitchen, and trying to keep her son from killing himself on drugs.
Oh, God.
And it's actually kind of wonderful because it's about family relationships, and she really loves these people. And as the movie goes on, more the past comes out, and it takes a couple of interesting turns. And it's really ends up being sort of poetic and profound, and I actually cried. So
there you go.
And the cast is wonderful. It's Mary Kay Place, Andrea Martin, Joyce Van Patten, Glynis O'Connor, Estelle Parsons. It's really nice.
Great cast. Yeah. Excellent. All right. What else?
Well, in a completely different note, the folks at Proctor's are putting on their annual Japanese monster movie double feature in the GE Theater Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's called Godzilla Kaiju Battle 2019. Now, what they do is the first film is they don't announce the films until you go there. So, you know, you can't just say, oh, it's Mothra, I'm going to go. You just have to go. And the first one is a dubbed film, and the second one will have subtitles.
Okay.
So if you bring the kids, young kids, they can enjoy the first movie, then fall asleep, and you can enjoy the second movie.
All right.
Next up was the music we heard coming in, Son Dorgo. They're going to be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs Friday night at 8 o'clock. They're a European quartet, and they celebrate the traditional music of Serbia and Croatia.
All right.
As you could more or less guess from the tone. Next up, we have Buckethead is going to be at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton on Friday at 8:30 p.m. and Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park Saturday at 7 o'clock. He's a sort of shredding guitar virtuoso, multi-instrumentalist who wears a clear white mask and a KFC bucket on his head. It's unnerving. Let's put it that way.
We like that. We like being unnerved.
Yes, that'll do it. And then we have, here we go, Jeremy Piven back on tour. Doing comedy. He's going to be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Guilderland Friday at 7:30 at 10 and Saturday at 7 and 10 p.m.
Hmm.
I guess I should have known he was a stand-up, but I wasn't really aware of it because I don't remember seeing him on late-night talk shows or anything.
Right.
I just remember him as an actor coming up before he got famous.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, isn't he one of those comedians that's kind of on a redemption tour?
Everybody seems to be on a redemption tour.
Okay.
They've all done something wrong. Back to Schenectady. It's the Rock of Ages.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. I will. Proctor's on the main stage at Schenectady. It's the Rock of Ages 10th Anniversary Tour.
Oh, there you go.
All your hair metal favorites from the days of old. Friday at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 2 and 8 p.m.
The last time that was in town, I went with my mother-in-law, and we had a blast. It was really fun.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep, it's a lot of fun. And it's been around for a decade, and I'm sure it'll be around
The music's been around for most of my life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then we have, just in time for Easter. It's Monty Python's The Life of Brian, 40th anniversary screening at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center at Great Barrington, Mass.
That's the best.
Saturday at 7 o'clock. Yes, it is the best. It is so silly, and it's the political faction. They make political factionalism jokes funny.
I was raised a practicing Catholic, and and my father was adherent, and yet every Easter he showed that movie to the entire family.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a tradition.
That's nice.
It was very special.
Yeah, I think that would have given my mother a stroke. Okay, Saturday night at the Egg in Albany, Adrian Belew, who was also in, he was in all of my favorite early 80s bands. He was in King Crimson and Tom Tom Club, and he played with David Bowie, and he's had released dozens and dozens of solo albums, and he's enormously entertaining. And then at, oh, this is interesting, Homemade Theater, Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs, Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park is being presented. It opens Saturday at 7:30 p.m., but that's the only performance this weekend. I guess, you know, because of Easter, but they decided to do one on Saturday anyway, and the rest of the performances are the following weekends. It runs through May 5th. Fun fact I didn't know.
Yes.
Because Neil Simon was sort of new then, when he signed the contract for the film rights, he lost the rights to the play, so he doesn't get any money from this one. It goes to Paramount.
Oh.
And he learned his lesson.
The hard way.
The hard way. Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Palace Theater in Albany, they're going to have one of their family fun days, which means the doors open at noon, but the movie starts at 1, and I mentioned it because the movie is Mary Poppins.
Oh.
And if you had seen the sequel on the big screen, you might want to go back and see the original on the big screen, because it's enormously entertaining.
It is indeed. A classic.
And there's a flood of new movies this week, and the reason is the Avengers opens next week.
So get them in now.
So get them in now, because nothing's going to open next week.
Yep.
We have Amazing Grace, which is the long-awaited Aretha Franklin documentary from 1972. That's, you know, she managed to block its release, and then she passed. So now it's here. Teen Spirit, which is a musical, sort of a thing about a kid in an American Idol competition. It stars Elle Fanning. She's getting good reviews. There's High Life. That's Claire Denis's sci-fi sort of indie drama with Robert Pattinson and Juliette Binoche and Andre Benjamin. Peterloo, which is Mike Lee's look at a 18th century rights riot in England.
All right.
The Curse of La Llorona, which is, of course, the big horror movie that they're putting into all the IMAX screens this weekend before they have to take it out and put Avengers in. And then there's Penguins, because, you know, March of the Penguins is now, like, what, you know, 16 years ago, 17 years ago, and now Disney says it's time for Penguins again. And, you know, we got to make some money now before the Avengers.
And real penguins, right?
Real penguins. Yeah. It's a Disney nature thing.
There was a couple of weeks ago, I was in New York, and they have the big screens up, and they had those, they had a trailer for it. And I just sat there, you could watch those things.
I know.
The penguins for...
I know.
I don't know if I go pay, but sitting in a cab looking up, it was fun.
Exactly. Like, someday when you're on a plane, you'll be like, this was nice.
Oh, this was fine.
Yeah.
We'll watch them.
Exactly.
Muddle around. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He joins us each and every week. You can see the full report at WAMC.org. Oh, speaking of full reports. No. Nice to have you with us, as
always. Nice to be here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.